Well, it's Gemma McBird here again, and part two, because I let it record part one when I could edit it, but I'll do that later. I am really stuffed then. There was a full facilities, and it's a massive kind of like a big meat plate, like you carve meat, you got a whole bird on. I've only had a dinner once this size, that was in a pub called the Great Western. The meal here was better, the roast potatoes are better. You could say the broccoli was maybe a little overdone, and the sausages are no, yeah, they're all right, but they're not really going to win any awards, but they're all right. The stuffing was good. Okay, the meat pretty, you know, it's all proper meat, that's the thing. It's not processed, maybe a little overcooked, but yeah, you know, we're talking about the margins here, really. And overall, pretty good. And, you know, absolutely bursting. It's quite a lot of people in here with their children. And Neil's being gentle, but children over there are making a full-on racket, really, the ones over there. But I presume they've all eaten their meals, so I'll see what the price is. Now I'll come back and give it a mark. Okay, so I'm just dotting the I's and crossing the T's for some of these recordings that got saved as drafts. So yeah, my comment about the Toby Carvery was, I think it came to about £11 for the roast, which was good value, though not quite as good as a Mill Beach Carvery, which has already gone up there. That really does leave it in the dust, mainly because a lot of meats were reasonable in the Toby Carvery. Certainly they were better than the Marston's Carveries, which I've been to before. There the meats tend to taste a bit similar, way too overcooked. There's a little bit of this happening here, but you can tell the meats apart. But I would say that on the whole, yeah, they are overcooked. However, the mountain of food, as I say during the piece, is very good. And I would say the Toby Carvery is well worth, you know, it certainly shouldn't be dropped without consideration, that is for sure. The staff are, again, very helpful. So I would have to give it an 8. You know, a good solid place. I don't know how similar they are throughout the country. This one is in Croydon, and the one near me is in Snaresbrook. There is a tube station there, so I think one of these weekends I'm going to have to trundle along there and see what it's like. So, yeah, this is part two of the recording. I'll publish this along with part one very shortly.